بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ويبعث الله يأجوج ومأجوج وهم من كل حدب ينسلون. Previously we read from the beginning of the hadith, when first Dajjal will come and the havoc he will cause, and then Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will come and Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will kill him at Bab al-Lud, which is in Palestine today. And after that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will inform Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, I'm sending such people, that is Ya'juj Ma'juj, and nobody will be able to defend themselves against them. And so Allah Ta'ala will send, and to take refuge you must go to Baytul Maqdis. There you will be able to, Mount Tur, and there you will be able to get refuge. So Allah Ta'ala sent Ya'juj Ma'juj, and they came from every elevated place rushing down headlong onto the people. فَيَمُرُّ عَوَائِلُهُمْ عَلَى بُحَيْرَةِ التَّبَرِيَّةِ فَيَشْرَبُونَ مَا فِيهَا. Then this whole huge group of Ya'juj Ma'juj will come, and they will pass the lake of Tabariya, which was in Persia, in modern Iran and those areas, and they will drink the water from there. وَيَمُرُّ آخِرُهُمْ فَيَقُولُونَ. And the last of them, when he will pass this lake, he will say, لَقَدْ كَانَ بِهَذِهِ مَرَّةً مَاءٌ. At some time there was water in here. In other words, they will finish all that water. And wherever they go, they will cause this havoc, all food, water, everything, they will finish it up. وَيُحْسَرُ نَبِيُّ اللَّهِ إِيسَى عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ وَأَصْحَابُهُ حَتَّى يَكُونَ رَأْسُ الثَّوْرِ لِأَحَدِهِمْ خَيْرًا مِنْ مِئَةِ دِينَارٍ لِأَحَدِكُمُ الْيَوْمِ. And Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will then be in protection at Mount Tur with the people who have still got iman, with that group of people. And they will be in so much of difficulty and hardship, that is, as far as food, etc. is concerned, there will be no food available. A person who will have the head of an ox, that will be, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it will be so valuable, more than 100 dinars of you people of today. That is in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For example, for us to understand, normally people, many people today don't eat the heads of animals, goats, sheep, ox, etc. The stomachs we don't want to eat, the legs we don't want to eat, but just the head of that ox, it will be like, for example, 1 million rand worth today. That will be the only food they will have. So it will become extremely valuable. And they will go through days of difficulty in order to protect their iman. فَيَرْغَبُ نَبِيُّ اللَّهِ إِسَىٰ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ وَأَصْحَابُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَىٰ. Then Isa alayhi salatu wasalam and his people will start making dua in great earnestness to Allah Ta'ala, that these Ya'juj Ma'juj causing complete havoc on earth, no food to eat, no water to drink, and they will cry and plead to Allah Ta'ala. فَيُرْسِلُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ عَلَيْهِمْ نَغَفَ فِي رِقَابِهِمْ. Then Allah Ta'ala will send an insect that will bite them in their necks, this Ya'juj Ma'juj. And this will cause such an infection and disease in them. فَيَصْبِحُونَ فَرْسَيْكَ مَوْتِ نَفْسِ وَاحِدَةٍ. And all of them will die instantly. There will be nobody, no one of the Ya'juj Ma'juj that will be left. ثُمَّ يَحْبِتُ نَبِيُّ اللَّهِ إِسَىٰ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ وَأَصْحَابُهُ إِلَىٰ الْأَرْضِ. Then Isa alayhi salatu wasalam and those believers that were with him, they will come down from this Mount Tur, and they will now come on earth. When they will come here, فَلَا يَجِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَوْضِعَ شِبْرٍ إِلَّا مَدَأَهُ زَهُمُهُمْ وَنَتَهُمْ. Then they will find that there isn't the amount of this on the earth. There isn't the span of a hand, just one hand, so much space also. But this Ya'juj Ma'juj will be full everywhere. Dead corpses will be lying, and the terrible stench of that will be coming, and it will be filled everywhere. This is also difficult for us to understand. But when we were in Rwanda, And they told us at the time of the genocide that took place, wherever you went, you just saw bodies lying everywhere. And even then, they were having a building built, and they took us there to the site. And they said when they dug the foundations of that building, they found corpses there also. Everywhere, just corpses. And this is what man-made genocide. When Yajuj, Majuj will come, the whole world will be filled with their corpses, and this terrible stench will be coming from there. فَيَرْغَبُ نَبِيُّ اللَّهِ إِسَىٰ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ وَأَصْحَابُهُ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَىٰ. Then Isa alayhi salatu wasalam and those believers will be with him, they will all again turn to Allah, plead to Allah. From here we learn also that dua is our answer. But we have to make ourselves worthy of dua, that we are able to make dua. That is, all our food earnings are halal, and then we can cry to Allah. Today not a drop of tear comes out from our eyes, unfortunately. So they cried to Allah again, and they begged of Allah Ta'ala to relieve them of this great calamity that was there. فَيُرْسِلُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى طَيْرًا كَعَنَاكِ الْبُخْتِ. Then Allah Ta'ala sent birds that were like the necks of camels. Some birds, whatever Allah Ta'ala had created at that time, and they will be like the necks of birds. فَتَحْمِلُهُمْ. And they will pick up these corpses and take them away. فَتَتْرُحُهُمْ حَيْثُ شَاءَ اللَّهُ. And then they will drop them wherever Allah wants them to be dropped. Allah only knows where that place will be, whether it's on earth, on the sea, or wherever. Allah's qudrat is very great, and they will dispose of all those corpses like that. ثُمَّ يُرْسِلُ اللَّهُ مَطَرًا حَتَّى لَا يُكِنُّ مِنْهُ بَيْتُ مَدَرٍ وَلَا وَبَرٍ. And then Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will send a blessed and wonderful rain that will come, and this will not leave any mud house or any tent or anything. Wherever there will be, whatever there will be on earth, that rain will come and it will clean the whole place. And all this that smell and stench and disease and whatever there might be, it will cleanse it completely. فَيَغْسِلُ الْأَرْضَ حَتَّى يَتْرُكَهَا كَالزَّلَقَةِ. And it will wash the earth completely clean like a shining mirror. The earth will be once more again clean, and nothing of that evil and dirt will be left. ثُمَّ يُقَالُ لِلْأَرْضِ. Then Allah Ta'ala will command the earth again, and barakat will come again, as we will read in front. So this is again another great event that will take place. And again, for us, well, most probably we will not be living at that time, but we have to work on our children, and we are and to advise them also that they must work on their children and be strong on iman. And we have to be very careful of all the fitnas which are present presently, and also we don't know what worse fitnas are still going to come. And if we are not going to become conscious of our iman and aware of it, then our progeny might suffer terribly. And even presently, with the present fitnas, nobody is safe whatsoever. May Allah help us, protect us.